Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. We got all looking outdoors.
What TK got going on?
TK,
got a little three-season porch, and the season starts now.
I see you. Yeah, we outside, literally. Yeah. We outside today.
So are the screens up, or is that glass?
That's a screen. So
wow.
Glass is, I think, four seasons. I don't know why. Wouldn't it just be a patio then? This is all screen, so everything, you can feel the air coming
So you don't have the
nice.
You don't have the glass, like you can't pop the screens out and put glass up?
I guess you could.
Oh.
There's like a million doors, too. There's like one, two doors, and then one door to the inside.
Yeah.
So it's nice that you guys can see the backyard from here.
Now, hopefully,
yeah, that's that East Coast right there.
Hopefully, De'Aaron makes an appearance.
I know. I saw Vivica earlier today. She was walking down the street just chilling.
And you can differentiate the two.
Yeah, what's going on with you? You got a little something going on?
Yes,
you got
it's all bad.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
I've had that before.
Yeah, no good. No good when you talk 7 hours a day.
Yeah, you got the, did you get the medicine ball from, yeah, you know what it is.
Medicine
people who talk for a living, they know about that secret In-N-Out burger medicine ball from Starbucks.
Yeah,
it's like the bomb.
It's the bomb. I could go for a medicine ball right now, and it's hot out.
What you think about tonight? Kings, Warriors, G1C. What you think?
I wish I was rocking there with you guys so much. You know, that's all I could really think about was like, man.
Kings were 2-0 when you were in the Golden 1 Center last year.
Yeah, we were like, man, I wish I could just run that baby back, you know? One of my co-hosts is on the early show. He's doing 6-9 for this whole week, I might have tried to do that, but I can't get too greedy because I'm hoping that you guys figure out a way to beat the Pelicans after they get smacked by the Lakers. I think it's going to be close. I think a lot of people believe that the Kings are going to get beat down. If you're a betting person, if the Kings go up double digits in the first half, you probably have to take the Warriors as, you know, underdogs against the spread. Not to win, but just to cover that big number, because I think there's no shot that the Warriors are going home for the season without a big-time fight. And we had Willie Z on, who's on today with you guys, right? He came on before me, or he's after me?
He's after.
After. So let's spill a little of the Willie Z insight tea. If you didn't listen to the episode of the Heat Check, is, you know, statistically speaking, Warriors and the Kings both are going to give up threes and not give up a lot of points in the paint or opportunities in the paint. So if we can get Davion going and we can get Keon going and De'Aaron Fox going, I think there's a real shot. I'm a little concerned about Keegan because I watched him have some bad games in the playoffs against the Warriors, and then I watched him have some good games. So I'm not going to rely on his three-point shooting to be what gets it done, but defensively it's going to be a whole different story, right? You're gonna have Keon on Steph one-on-one pretty much the whole beginning of the game and see what happens from there. No blitzing. I think there cannot be any blitzing. I think Steph is way more scary when he's being double teamed and getting the ball to the open man than he's just being D'd up one-on-one. So, yeah, I think it's going to come down to who makes shots. And what I saw in those first two games, it was tough. You know, making shots was tough. And without Malik Monk as the spark plug to get you those razzle-dazzle buckets, I don't know who's going to be the one to step up. And I'm a little worried about Sabonis. He seems to get pushed around against the Warriors big men. Is that going to happen against Trayce Jackson-Davis? I don't know. Are they going to pull out Kevon Looney from the crypt? Are they going to dust him off for this matchup? Because that's what I want to know. Kevon Looney had like 22 boards in this matchup in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, we kind of, some people kind of forget about that. The offensive rebounding was obviously a huge issue against the Warriors last year. And some of that was Kevon Looney. A lot of that was Kevon Looney and what he was able to do. So I'm with you, Trista. Like, I don't know. The guy hasn't played. He's not really in the rotation or nothing like that. They're just going to dust them off and bring them out there and expect them to get, you know, another 15 to 20 rebounds and stop Sabonis again. That seemed to be asking a lot. But if he's not playing, I think one of the keys is dominating the boards in this game, both offensively and defensively for either team.
Yeah, that'll be big. That'll be really big. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. The big man matchup is curious to me. And then obviously you've got Kuminga and Pajemski, who were not, I mean, Kuminga was getting played off the floor. We were watching him get barbecued chicken. Yeah. Like, he could barely stay in there. Was it game one or game two where it was immediate? Like, yo, you got to go. The 6 minutes that you've been on the floor. What was it, game two? Yeah. The 6 minutes you've been on the floor, we've given up like 11 straight buckets. So he now plays 30 minutes, and defending him's tough, but I don't know how he's going to do defensively. And then Pajemski, he's so big. He's versatile. And, like, I don't know how he's going to factor in either. So there's new players for both teams that I think change the complexion of this matchup. I think it's going to be a lower-scoring game, though, honestly. I think defense is going to be, you know, the moniker of what both teams try to achieve.
That's interesting. You go back to the last time they played, it was 134 to 133. The thing that I keep getting hung up on with that one, TK, HB had 39 in that one.
That was crazy.
HB Harrison had 39 in that game, and the Kings won by one. And we've been talking about how everything has to go perfect. It's got to go perfect for Sacramento without Malik. It's got to go perfect without Kevin Huerter. You got 39 from Harrison Barnes, and you won by one. I mean, I'll take it. I'm just saying. Whew, that's tough.
Is this win sweeter to you guys? So say Kings send our dubs, our illustrious dubs, home, and then lose to the Pelicans again. Does that feel better than playing the Lakers, beating the Lakers, and like getting swept? Like, and you know, like, does the feeling of sending the Warriors home have a special feeling to you?
And they don't make the playoffs? No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. Not for me.
It does. It, like, does have a little juice.
Not for me. So my thing when today started was, and this wasn't my thing when today started. This was my thing when I realized we got a 9-10. Like, you've got to win two games. It was, I don't even know, like, not that I won't be excited, but how much do you really gloat? How much do you really have fun, you know, with Bonte and Butch if the Kings win? Because they got to win another game. They could both be home by the weekend. That's what I've been hung up on. Now, I would love for the Kings to test this. I would love for them to, okay, we got the dub. How you feel now? I would love for that to happen. But right now, I feel like, nah, I wouldn't. I need that. I want them to get to the playoffs.
I mean, and you're right about that, like, in general. Like, the goal is the playoffs. That's what you want. But I'll tell you like this. I'd have a good time with it. Find me on Twitter if the Kings win tonight. I'm going to have a good old time with it. It's in the drafts. It's ready to go. Come Thursday, then I'll be like, all right, well, job's not done. You still got to get to the playoffs. But Wednesday and Tuesday night, I'm going to have a good time, because that could go for anything, right? Like, if you, like last year, you know, how much are the Warrior fans really gloating to us because they got their ass beat in the very next round? You know what I mean? Like, that could just keep going. So my whole point is you enjoy in the moment, wins, and especially against these rivalry teams.
It's going to be a vibe in there.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Yeah!
It's gonna be a vibe.
They got the.
You guys
the
are ready, like you're
seats.
In. You're in your courtside. You guys are in like courtside apparel right now.
I'm never
like,
he
is. T-shirt that I'm seeing from.
You see what he got on?
I'm never courtside.
Kenny, you know I'm seeing what just, Kenny's got on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
This is some certified Keith.
What you got? Some Keith on right now? I need some Keith. Keith, you got some Keith on? That's your brand.
Who me?
Yeah.
I've got, you know what I've got on? I've got a vintage T-shirt that my mom had in 1970 from Yngwie Malmsteen, a rocker T-shirt. So
that T-shirt probably worth $250.
Real
right
talk,
now.
Real talk. Because Trista, I think she got a deal with Kith. Every time I turn around, she got.
I wish I had a deal with Kith. I would shout it from the rooftop. I might. Yo, did you tell Kenny what I told you?
No, nobody texts me. Nobody texts me.
I didn't know.
Anything.
I didn't know.
It's nothing.
I didn't know if
DK,
I.
DK, she used to. She used to FaceTime. Now she's.
Yo, okay. Y'all might want
to
hear
I'll
this
break
one.
I'll break this to the chatty house. I haven't told anybody about it because it hasn't come of anything yet. But listen, I'm on the phone with my buddy. On when did I text you? Was it Saturday night? Sunday?
It was Saturday.
Sunday night.
Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday night, I'm on the phone and I'm like checking my Instagram, right? And I see that I've got like, I've got my headphones in. So the Instagram message comes through the AirPods, uh-huh. right? And I look at my DMs and I'm like, what's this? It's like, yo, blah, blah, blah. Content is fire. I want to talk business with you. And I'm like, what is this whack ass like account, you know, that it's like, what is this solicitation? Because people are always doing that on LinkedIn. Like, do you need help with your podcast? Like I can, and they're like from India, right? And I'm like, is that the, and it's Cameron, bro. It's Cameron.
That's a shoot.
Man, we up.
Yeah, it's a
we
shoot.
Up. Yo, we up, man. Yo, Johnny,
wait,
we up.
Wait, there's more.
So I click on it, and I'm like, is this the real Cameron? 3.1 million followers.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, bet, let's do this. I DM him back, and I'm like, yeah, big fan of your content as well. Yeah. Like, I've been a fan of yours since, like, Dipset, like, in my youth. Like, hit me up, and he sends me his number.
Come on, man, we up, man. We up. Oh, snap, let's go. Snap, we up. Hey,
I just told her don't forget about us.
You know what it is. We talking that sports. We talking that biz. You know the vibes.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We up. We up, Tristan. Yeah, Tristan. Y'all, now get him on the stream on one of the Tuesdays, man. Come on, man.
I'm telling you.
Let's do it.
That's how we get the collaboration with Kim. That's how. Fine. And I was listening to the, you know, Might Delete Later. And I was listening with a friend of mine and to the that 2024 song, like We Ready or whatever. And I was like, man, this sounds so old school. And I haven't like I didn't have like the title of the song with like the features. I was like, man, this am I tripping? Is it just like, you know, when you when you're around something and then so everything reminds you that I was like, is it just me or does this sound song kind of sound like a 2002 diplomatic immunity song? Is this Dipset? And I was like, Cameron on the song. And like J. Cole literally rapping like his ass off like he's Cameron.
Man, I missed that track too. Now it's gone. I didn't even get a chance to listen. Some people told me about it and I didn't get a chance to hear it.
I don't think the album's gone.
Oh, just 7 minutes.
No, 7 minute drill is gone.
Okay. Yeah,
the album's still there.
7 minutes. The album's still there. Yeah. And the album is really good.
It is.
Really good.
I told TK, hey, don't forget about us.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, man.
I said, it's us.
Come on, man. We up there.
Forget about who?
That's so fire.
Trista, Cam, and Mace. Let's go.
Well, as the chat pointed out, they did lose one of their guests recently, so they might need to.
I said, is this because I was thinking in my head, is this because OJ died? Am I going to replace OJ?
Yeah.
And what's crazy, is people like folks in the chatty house, I think, I don't know who it is, but for the last like 6 months, I've been getting people tagging it is what it is in my videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, it is what it is. Like, you guys
that's
are
dope.
Similar humor, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No, we don't give
a damn. We'll say all of them, you know, we'll say what it is.
That reminds me,
fire,
you and I need to link, like we either need to link up tomorrow or this weekend. Because tomorrow's our short day, or we could do it over the weekend, but we need to.
Yeah.
TK going to send D'Lo and Casey to another level. I'll tell you about it.
Come on, man. Don't nobody tell me nothing around here, man. I just be out here. Nobody tell me nothing.
I'm sorry. Boy, okay? The business is on the left. The party is on the right.
No, this is also the dude that threw me under the Keegan Murray bus.
When? I didn't throw you under the bus. I just explained what was going on. That's it. Okay. That's what it. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, no.
TK, no, she's getting a call. It's fine because she's on her phone. She's getting a call right now. It's good. It's fine.
What happened?
Well, you went dark for a second. You're good now.
Got
it. Oh, all right. For those that aren't watching, Trista just vanished. She's just gone.
Stand by.
Stand by.
I'm back.
Yeah, no,
I got a call and I couldn't. I have to put it on Do Not Disturb.
Did you guys, we all got the iPhones. Did you guys do the update?
Has it done anything?
They forced the update on us. Because I wouldn't have done it. But one of the new things they have, I remember when they talked about this like 6 months ago, 8 months ago. Now they have if you try to FaceTime somebody and they don't pick up, you leave the FaceTime voicemail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. I did that to you when you didn't answer during your birthday.
That's cab. And I called right back.
You did, but I did leave that message for you via video.
Kenny's one of them dudes who has like 400 messages on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's cab.
Yeah.
That's just my emails, not my text messages.
Okay.
That's why people don't text you about things, because they're like, I'm going to get all excited to share something exciting with Kenny, and then he's just not going to reply.
Text your boy, man.
Yeah, that's a shoot.
Text your boy.
What else do you think about the rest of the playing games? I think you said a second ago you got the Lakers losing to the Pelicans.
No, I've got the Lakers smacking the Pelicans up.
Oh, okay.
Why do you feel that way?
I just don't think that this is a good matchup for the Pelicans at all. It feels like without Brandon Ingram, and like he's back, but he's not really back, right? Like he's on a minutes restriction. He doesn't look fluid. He doesn't look like himself. He looked okay. Like, and everybody that I talked to says like he looked okay. But the truth is the Lakers are just leaning into their big lineup and they're just too imposing, physically imposing for a team that has lost all faith in Jonas Valanciunas. He's just barely playing minutes. They're starting Larry Nance Jr. That's a bad matchup, I think, against AD and Rui. Like, you're having Zion post up against guys that he cannot move, and that just changes the entire complexion of what they want to do. CJ McCollum is essentially their major scoring option, and I, as a Portland Trailblazer fan, he's not your number one guy. So without Brandon Ingram fully healthy, and the way that the Pelicans perform when everything is on the line and the chips are on the table, like, they needed that game against the Lakers to be the sixth seed and stay out of the whole Denver Nugget nonsense. And then they could have played a team like the Suns, which they just dominated 2 weeks ago, right? But instead, that's not what it is. They get smacked before anything even happens. What, they have like 21 turnovers in the first half? Nuts. So I don't see anything being different 2 days from the last time that they've played. And doesn't it feel a little like the in-season tournament as well, the way that last matchup went? Like, they just got bullied.
It's crazy to hear somebody talk about the Pelicans in this manner.
Right.
After what we see from the Pelicans every time.
Right.
They beat the hell out of the Kings. Trista, did you know? This is crazy. Do you know what CJ McCollum is shooting from three against the Kings this year?
80%.
Close. 71.
It's ridiculous.
No. He's probably ridiculous. Shot like 43s and he's shooting 71% against the Kings.
And that's why the law of like deduction doesn't work, because what are you, 4-0 against the Lakers this year? Mm-hmm. And 0-4 against the Pelicans?
0-5.
0-5 against the Pelicans. So it's one of those scenarios where and then the Lakers dominate the Pelicans. It's just a game of matchups, right? Mm. And Kings do not match up well with the Pellies.
We're 3-1 against the Nuggets, too.
3-1 against the Nuggets.
I'm out there getting my minutes.
Yeah, we.
How do you think, let's talk about optimism, right? Glass half full, three quarters full instead of, you know, one quarter. Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you play, we play the Thunder, which would be an absolute dream matchup to see in person. I would love that. How do you think the Kings match up with the Thunder?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think they match up really well.
They beat them well. It went 2-2. Then this last time they played them without Monk, and they blew a 20-point lead. They were up 20, ended up losing that game. Sabonis seems to be a little, I want to say too physical, because Chet holds his own, but his physicality gives Chet some problems. And with the guys that they have now that play a lot, they have a lot of guys to throw at SGA. Mm-hmm. So they match up pretty well with the Thunder.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the Kings, in their full operational form, match up great against the Thunder. You know what that will look like in terms of Malik should the Sacramento Kings manage to win a couple of games in a row here. What that might look like for Malik and a potential return, who knows? But I think that's one of the more attractive matchups for Sacramento is the one against Oklahoma City.
I think so too. I think so too. I would have loved to see the Denver series as well, but like, truth be told, this team shouldn't even be in the plan. Like, Kings should be sitting in the 5 seed or 6 seed and be done with this whole thing. It's very annoying.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, I because Tristan, you know, it's my girl. You know what I'm saying? So I got to make sure she gets to do whatever she needs to do, whatever she likes to do. Tristan, tell me about the Bucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, does Damian Lillard look like the saddest human being on earth to you when he's at the free throw line?
You see, Stephen A. said he went out.
What do you say?
Stephen A. said he might went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't request a trade 2 years in a row.
No.
He said, watch
no,
me.
You cannot.
You're flirting with James Harden status at this point.
Now
like,
you go from being the most liked dude in the league to like, oh, he's on some other stuff.
Don't ever go James Harden status.
No, like that's when you really jump the shark. I said it when he was walking down whatever that street is in Milwaukee when he first got traded there and he had his kids on both arms and he's kind of like half-heartedly waving, you know, shoulder, wrist. And I'm like, he does not look happy. He does not look happy in his tour through the facility. He does not look happy down the streets of Milwaukee. This is not a destination, obviously, he was intending to go. And maybe great basketball situation, but now the basketball situation doesn't look great either. And you've got Giannis with a strained calf, which we saw Kevin Durant with a strained calf. He came back a month later and tore his Achilles. So I think they need to be extremely careful with that. But outside of whatever's happening in his personal life, because obviously there's a lot going on, when they were playing against the Magic, he looked, it was like quarter one, guys. Have you ever been out way too late or you're going through something and you have to go to work the next day and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh, I look like hell. I look like what the cat drug in. That was Dame Lillard at the free throw line. Bags under his eyes, sadness, like not tears welling or anything, but just like almost that dead look that emanates from your soul when you're just trying to keep your stuff together. That was him. He looked like he was 47 years old out there against a Magic team that were last year 100-1 to win their own division. It's a wrap. And now they play a team like the Indiana Pacers that's beaten them 4 out of 5 times and you don't have Giannis.
Oof.
You better hope Tyrese Halliburton still has a finicky hamstring. You better hope. Or it's getting bad.
What do you think, to talk a little bit more about Milwaukee, because of some things that we've heard. What are you hearing about Giannis possibly wanting out?
Well, I don't think he really wanted, from what I understand, wanted to sign that extension. But then you trade for Dame, which is the last time he signed his extension was when they traded for Drew and then they won the title. It was kind of like forcing his hand. But Giannis has said many, many times, listen, if I don't think we're a contending team, I'm out of here. Anywhere I go, I need to be progressing towards winning. And that's coming from a guy who didn't even think that first round exit against the Heat was a failure. He thought it was just a step to success. But he's willing to put pressure on the front office. He's willing to put pressure on the ownership and has been that way since he became a superstar. So I think if they get bounced to the Pacers, you're like, yo, I don't even know what is happening. Chris Middleton looks damaged and not himself. Brooke Lopez is getting older. Bobby Portis can't be the connective tissue. And then you've lost a lot of shooters like Grayson Allen. I mean, this is just a team on the brink of a full rebuild. Like, they are just teeter-tottering.
You think Philly gets past Miami?
I don't know. I don't know about Joel Embiid's health. If Joel Embiid was fully healthy, I would say yeah. But Boston's going to have their hands full with either one of those matchups, honestly. And obviously a lot of that hinges on Joel Embiid's health. But and is Terry Rozier healthy? He's been having some weird neck issues. Tyler Hero, he's been having some stuff. Like, Duncan Robinson's been having some stuff. But in general, like, you can't really count out the Heat. I took them 16-1 to win the East simply because April's their favorite time of year.
So you feel like it's not just easy work for Boston in these playoffs?
No. I think it should be. They've obviously got the horses. You got Derek White, who's going to be potentially an all-NBA defender. You've got Jrue Holiday, who I think when he's at his best is one of the best, if not the best, on-ball defenders in the league. You've got Tatum, who's a good two-way defender. Jaylen Brown is a good two-way defender, and these guys can all score. And then you've got Kristaps Porzingis, who really kind of shapes things in a new way in terms of how they want to play basketball in a way that Joe Mazzulla really didn't have in order to play his style of basketball. So, yeah, they should rip through everybody. But the problem is what we say it is always, which is like, what happens if a little pressure gets put on them? What happens if they're falling behind? What happens if they have a lead? Like, maybe they have a 3-1 series lead, and then now it's 3-2. How does their butt start to pucker? And, like, what type of decisions do they make? Do they continue to play team basketball? Or does Jason Tatum decide he's going to take unnecessary step-back 30-footers that are contested? That's just, like, what he does. Tough shots he has no business taking. Instead of what I want to see Tatum do is put his head down and get to the rim. That's what he, like, put your pretty face in the line of fire and see what it is.
Trista, on the, what is this called, Four Seasons Porch or something like that.
Three Seasons Porch.
She doesn't.
No winter.
Don't do it in the winter. She doesn't like physically look like a grandma. She looks like she's like in her mid-20s. But she's got a grandma look right now. Like, she's in her rocking chair.
Well, the rocking chair,
birds, the way, it's just, the grandma just, crick. Grandma just crick.
Sitting back telling stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, exactly.
We love you, TK. We need to light the beam tonight.
Yes.
That's all.
Light it, baby. Warm me up on that beam, baby.
Let's go.
You know what it is.
Trista Santana set. You already know the vibes.
TK, we'll see you next week. Did she freeze? She did. She in fact froze and disappeared. No, it was good. That's good. Trista Tuesdays, never miss.
Never miss.
We'll come back. A couple of things I want to touch on. Will Z's going to join us. We predicted the Olympic team to damn near perfection. And Kevin Durant had an interesting explanation as to how he stayed healthy this year. We got that coming up here. Will Z on the way. Guru on the way. Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We were just talking a little baseball. Giants got a nice win yesterday, 4-3. A little comeback win late in the game to win that one. That was a good look. The A's lost, so that's not a good look. Their number one prospect, or one of their top prospects, did a bomb yesterday. That was nice to see. But we were also talking about possums at the Oakland Coliseum.
Yeah, I was going like 3 minutes. All that happened in that. What happened to 13th round? Michigan been waiting all day for 13th round.
Well, 13th round is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Kicking It with KC is on Tuesday and Thursdays.
What's today? What happened with Kicking It with KC?
There was no Kicking It with KC today.
Did you tell everybody where you got your shirt from? You could have done Rocking It with KC or something.
Wait, where did you get your shirt from?
The store.
What store?
What store?
The online store.
I would like to go and purchase this shirt because I want to be like Kenny Carroll.
Yeah, which online store did you get that from?
This is the store. Don't
are you really going to not tell
us
again?
It's just a shirt. What are we talking about?
Last time you did this, we couldn't even buy the shirt because the company went out of business. You got to tell us.
It's just
I can tell you that one thing, that company didn't go out of business.
No.
That company did not go out of business.
Sure. That is for sure. They need to settle down on these prices.
That wouldn't hurt.
Settle down. Jeez. But ready for this game tonight, man. I'm ready for this game.
Couple of quick things. Our man Will Z going to join us here in just a heartbeat. We predicted the Olympic roster damn near to perfection.
It was a good call by you.
Well, we didn't have Bam Adebayo on there. No. Bam, I had Bridges instead of Bam. And to be fair, I originally had Draymond Green. Grant Hill acknowledged they reversed course on Draymond Green following his suspension this year. We substituted Kawhi Leonard for Draymond Green. That's the open roster spot. Will it go to Kawhi Leonard? Will it go to somebody else? Everyone else we got. If they wind up going with Kawhi Leonard, we would have predicted all but one of them because I did not have Bam Adebayo in it.
Yeah, Bam is a little bit of a shocker. Did you see?
I wouldn't call it a shocker. Not because of his skill level.
Yeah, I just didn't think he'd make
so,
it.
So yeah.
Did you see Jaren Jackson? Was that really him? Did you see that, Jesse?
I saw it. Now that you're asking if it was really him, I got to go double check. But yeah, he said, if the call's there, I'll be there. He basically said, if Team USA calls, like, he'll be ready.
So what's the discrepancy? Is it on, like, what's the uncertainty? Was it on Twitter?
It was on Twitter. I think it was his account. I can't remember, though. I just want to make sure I didn't get chatty housed.
I think it was real.
It did a picture of him in USA, and then somebody was like, nah, enjoy your summer, bro.
Oh. Oh, man. I don't think that was, well.
Maybe he deleted it.
Yeah, I don't think that wasn't him. One, he doesn't tweet a lot. I don't think that was Jaren Jackson.
That's why I had to double check. I said, let me make sure I ain't getting chatty housed out here.
I mean, the whole world gets chatty housed. Like, nothing is real anymore.
Oh, it's tough. Hey, I started this getting chatty house thing, though. I started it.
I wouldn't brag about that. I don't know that that's the... You're not Jackie Robinson, bro. I don't know that that's the thing you want to be the first for.
So the Dunk Central tweeted, like, it was real. It was not from Jaren Jackson. He didn't tweet it from his account. He was talking to someone when he said that. It was like an interview or something.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's better than a tweet. If he tweeted it out, that would have been funny. But just saying it in an interview, that's fine. It's all fine.
Yeah, let Jaren Jackson Jr. live.
If NBA Today calls me, I'll be there.
But that call, we're going to lose Jesse one day.
D'Lo and Casey for life. For life.
Man, Caitlin was rocking that Prada last night.
Oh, man. A lot of the ladies out there was rocking.
They looked amazing last night. Wow. Angel looked incredible. Jake from State Farm looked phenomenal. He was everywhere.
Cameron had them boys going crazy.
Cameron had me going crazy. I was like, hey,
had them boys going crazy.
One of them pictures she took, that dress she had, like, it was all the way up to like the hip. I was like, hey,
Angel had them boys going crazy too.
Yeah, Angel looked great last night. She looked phenomenal.
That was really dope. That they got the recognition for their draft last night. You know, it's deserved. The women's game deserves it because of what they were able to do in this past college basketball season, and you know, transfer that energy over to the WNBA, man.
I thought it was dope. So this is making the rounds. Where's my man? Is it Michael? Here's Michael. Michael said, "Hey, D'Lo, does the WNBA players have a union? I just saw the contract numbers for Cardoza, and I didn't know the WNBA dollars were that low. The WNBA needs to do better." Two things. Yes, the WNBA absolutely has a players union. Two, those numbers you saw for Cardoza and Caitlin, which are in the range of like $70, $72, $76 million, man, $76,000. Yeah, those are almost $20,000 more than they were like 7 years ago. You got to remember, I mean, the league's been around now since 97, and they're finally starting to make headway in terms of money and sponsorships. They're finally starting to make headway in, like, owners who are interested in being around. Like, franchises like the Sparks, for example, have changed ownerships multiple times. The Liberty just changed ownership not that long ago. A lot of these organizations are changing ownership. I think that's one of the appeals of, as much as we hated it, with Joe Lacob. Mm-hmm. Joe Lacob ain't going nowhere. Like, he is invested in this thing for a long time. The more, and I think, you know, everybody will understand what I mean by this, the more Joe Lacobs the WNBA has, the better that league is going to be. For sure. And the more likely you'll see those rookie contracts start to veer from $76,000, $78,000 to, you know, it's never gonna be you know, $10 million, but could it be $700,000 the first year? Yeah, absolutely, it could be.
I wonder if we'll get to the point, or if we're already at the point, maybe with somebody like Caitlin and Angel, who are already stars in their own right. Where the top players won't have to go overseas, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like those, you know, those two specifically, Caitlin and Angel, have made enough money off the court where they don't have to go overseas to make it all add up to $200,000 for the year or something like that.
Well,
I feel like they're good, and I wonder if, you know, the Chelsea Grays and, you know, and Kelsey Plums and Asia Wilsons, you know, are they on their way to getting to that type of spot?
Yeah, my hope for a player.
None of them play overseas right now, by the way. So
my hope for a player like Caitlin is she never even has to, like, explore that. Mm-hmm. The tough part with a player like her is – that's like a lot of these girls, it's a lot of these women is supplemental. And it's like you can go from, if you're making $50,000 in the W, you could go grab an overseas contract. That's like, that's your living. Mm-hmm. That's $500,000. Mm-hmm. But for a girl like Caitlin, yo, that's probably millions, like plural. Like, it's not 10 million or 8 million, but like, are we talking like 2 to 3? Yeah, that's realistic. Mm-hmm. That's realistic. Can she make enough money here doing other things that balance out that 2 to 3 million? Man, I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope so. But that's a lot of money.
But she's got, you know, it's just the fact of having the option. Like, you can go get that back if you want to.
Yeah.
But it seemed like you know, for so long, the women who were playing, even the best ones, the Brittany Griners, the Diana Taurasis, they had to go get that other bag for it all to make sense, right?
Yeah.
Like, to do this basketball thing for a living, I have to go get this bag and then come back.
I mean, Diana made lifetime money over there. Like, mm-hmm. she made money that's going to have her set for the rest of her life. Mm-hmm. A lot of these, you know, a lot of these women, that's where they made their money. Hopefully, you know, maybe Cube offers more people some money. So. What was Cube's offer again? Was it $5 million to Caitlin? And it was for her to play in the league. Yeah. Like, she could play in the WNBA and the Big Three.
Yeah. Real quick before we get out of here, just, or we can bring it over to the other side if you like, but what you feeling or what you're hearing, what you're thinking about the talk of expansion with WNBA? And usually when we ask that question, you know what everybody here is wondering. Sacramento, would they get an opportunity? We could talk about
it. Yeah, let's talk about it. Will Z joins us when Dylan and Casey return here. And we'll talk about what Casey just said right there on ESPN 1320.
Will Z don't know nothing about no Genuine. Cal State, I think, had been shut down at that point. You know what I'm saying? By the time he could have went to Cal State, I think it was shut down at that point. He don't know nothing about that.
All right, there's a lot going on. There's so much going on.
You don't know nothing about that Genuine.
Sorry, everyone.
Kenny think he's making references that go over my head, man. This dude right here. I'll tell you what. This dude right here. We welcome Will Z with us. Will Z Stats. That's just the name of the podcast now. There's ideas for the new name of the Z Cast, but We'll talk about that.
Yeah, that one's crazy.
No, it's funny though.
No, I love it.
I got a pop out of that.
I love it, man.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Will got the mic set up, man. Oh, we ready to cook right now. It's playoff Will Z here. Mm. Postseason form. Mm. Kings, Warriors, and Will, just like us, we're all just keep glancing at the clock. Is it 7 o'clock yet?
Yeah. I'm glad there's a 4:30 game. It'll help pass the time a little bit more. If they was just waiting for 7. Oh, it'd be brutal.
I'm glad we got another show to get us till 7 o'clock. Well, we've done this so many times over the last 2 years. What is it? If I made you pick one stat, which one is it?
Easy. Three-point shooting. Mm-hmm. Especially with these two teams, it's the third and fourth most three-point attempts in the league. Kings at 39.3. Warriors at 38.9, and both limit opponent looks really well inside. The Warriors, 20 field goal attempts in the restricted area for their opponents. That's fewest in the league. The Kings are at 23. That's the third fewest. So you're not going to get as many looks at the rim, I think, against the Warriors. So with knowing that, how both of these teams like to shoot the three, I think it's so cliche, but I really just think it's going to come down to who can make their shots from beyond the arc tonight, which is so boring in terms of pregame analysis, but sometimes it is what it is.
It's real. It's real. That's what it comes down to. And that's what at the very least, you know, the Warriors, maybe they have other ways, but for this version of the Kings with no Monk, no Herder, that's what it is. Cause like you just mentioned, mm-hmm. they're going to get them up. Man, they're going to have to hit, I don't want to go crazy, but definitely like 15 to 18 threes a night if they want to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah.
They've got to hit that. And it's got to be like, you know, to what everybody was talking about last week, it's got to be the right percentage, right? Like if they hit 15 or 18, but they shoot 58 again, they're probably not going to win. But, you know, if they're able to hit, you could tell me what a good percentage would be, but if they're able to hit 43% of their threes on the night, you know, no matter how many they take to get to that point, then they should get the W. It is that simple. You know what I mean?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, some quick math. They're 12-3 when they're over 43%. Mm. So that looks like a great number to shoot for. I think Keon, it'll be really interesting to see how many threes he takes tonight. Both, I think him and Davion are, I don't know. I keep trying to think of like who's the X factor in the Z cast. I went with Trey Lyles just because I think he'll get a ton of minutes with the way the teams match up and how they went small ball last season, last postseason. So I keep bouncing between either him or Keon being the X factor, but having the role players hit their threes, I think is just going to be probably the most important part. I think Fox, odds are he's going to have hopefully a good game. Like if Fox doesn't have a good game, the Kings aren't going to win. I think it's pretty simple to say that. Mm-hmm. So it'll come down to, can the others for the Kings have those perfect games like we talked about last week? I think they have to in order to win, and against a potent offense in the Warriors, that'll be even more crucial. Yeah,
man. I just took kind of a quick glance here. The Kings shot, your number was 43%.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
The Kings shot over 43% against the Warriors once. In fact, they shot over 40% against the Warriors once. They did win that game. Yeah, this year. Okay. Just in the four games this year.
Gotcha. Have they shot bad in the other games from three?
Yeah. Yeah. they shot 12 of 40, 30% in one. 11 of 35, 31.4% in another. Those were the two losses. In the third game, they shot 15 of 44. That was good for 34.1%. And then it was the last game in January where they scored 134 points. They shot 22 of 48, 45.8%. The flip side to that, the Warriors shot 19 of 37 for 51.4%.
Which game was that? The one
we marveled at the game that Harrison scored 39 and the Kings won by one. The reason they won by one was because the Warriors shot 51% from three.
I remember that aspect of that game. That's right. I was thinking, wasn't that the same one that they squeaked out? Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, that all of them
so
were squeaked out.
So an interesting note on that game is I was looking and thinking, like, if Steph has a big game and another player has a big game, that's probably a recipe for disaster, and you're going to lose that game. It's happened once this season that the Warriors have had two 30-point scorers, Steph and someone else. Mm-hmm. It was that game. It was him and Jonathan Kuminga, 33 for Steph, 31 for Kuminga, and the one-point loss. So I just thought it was kind of funny. That's stats crazy, are like that man. Sometimes.
Goodness gracious.
Like, not exactly what I thought I was going to find, but interesting nonetheless.
I mean, that's really the key for me is, and it's another key, right? Not just a three-point shot, but for both teams. What are the others doing? If the others outside of Sabonis and Fox for the Kings are stepping up and playing their game, playing well, maybe one person plays a little bit above their head or something like that, they should win. The others for the Warriors outside of Steph, if Wiggins has a big game, you know, if Kuminga plays really well, if you get somebody like a Podge, Draymond, or TJD to play a game, now they, you know, that's going to lead to them possibly winning. So much like all these games in the playoffs, you expect the stars to be stars, but then you look for the others to step up their game for whoever the winning team is.
Yeah, and it's kind of scary because especially with like Pods and Trace Jackson Davis, they are such hustle players. They both love offensive rebounds. So I know Kings fans are all, I think, a little mortified of offensive rebounds after last postseason. So even with Kevon Looney not playing, the Warriors are still a very good offensive rebounding team with those two kind of leading the charge in it. So you have to know, maybe they're not the most skilled players as rookies, but they bring hustle and they bring something that helps that team win. Okay. Dog's so anxious.
Well, that barking comes through a little different on the microphone versus the phones. That's okay. Oh, the dog's still barking. Will had to mute everything. That dog is not interested in talking about Kings Warriors.
Man,
today.
He's hyped up. He's hyped up. Everybody is.
Will probably got a package delivered. The FedEx guy knocked on the door and threw everything off.
Yeah.
It's a dog friendly show.
Absolutely.
Here. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. I can't remember what. Will, you brought up Trace Jackson Davis's name.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a new wrinkle to this conversation. Yeah. Trace and Keon are kind of new to this whole thing, as they both kind of emerged later in the season. Of course, the NBA had to cram all of their games into the first part of the season. They haven't played mm-hmm. since January. I think it was 25th. Let's start with Trace Jackson Davis. What sort of difficulties does he bring into the equation for Sacramento?
Yeah, it's really interesting. The Kevon Looney was such a key aspect to the playoff series that I feel like they could bring him out and he could get a substantial role tonight, but it feels like that's such a huge part that we aren't really going to see again because of the new players involved. I don't know too much of Trace Jackson Davis's game. I know I looked at some numbers and he's holding opponents to like 65% shooting in the restricted area, which is about average. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Sabonis maybe go in and test him if Sabonis is being guarded by him. I wouldn't be surprised also if Draymond gets that assignment to start, or if they go back and forth. But I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see how he holds up against Sabonis. And I wish I had more of an answer with numbers involved. I don't really have them for him, unfortunately.
Nah, you're straight. You're straight.
Adam makes a great point. We should remind everybody about Farmer's Dogs. Right. A healthy life starts with a healthy food.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we bring that up. Good call by Adam.
On the flip side, once again, Steph Curry, guarding Steph Curry. We've got numbers and a sample size of what Keegan Murray can do. But I don't feel like we've really seen what Keon can do when guarding Steph Curry. And can you possibly tell me, and you don't have to look the specific numbers, but just what you remember, what were the numbers last year when Davion was guarding him in the playoffs? Because I remember in those first two games, it seemed like Davion did a really good job. And then Mike Brown, in favor of a little offense, went away from it later in the series. But those three guys, and you could even throw Fox in there because I think he's going to get an opportunity as well. How do they affect or just make things difficult for Steph Curry if they do?
Yeah, I think I love that they have – sorry, I'm getting a bit of an echo. Maybe that's just me. I love that they have multiple players that they can put on him. Mm-hmm. Looking at some numbers from this year, the person who's guarded him the most is Keegan Murray, 14 minutes. And then you have Chris Duarte at 941.
Let's not try that.
So, and that's just something that you're not going to see tonight, hopefully. Yeah. If we do, then
probably went bad.
Hopefully it won't. Yeah. Then you get down to Davion, and it's just so funny. Everyone, like Steph just does well against everyone. I think Fox, by the numbers, has the best like defended field goal percentage against him. 6 of 14, 42.9% from the field, 2 of 7, 28.6% from 3 when guarded by Fox. Keegan, 7 of 11 from 3. So he's kind of able to get more three-point looks against Keegan, I think because of his just athleticism and shiftiness with that step back or getting around screens quicker. But the nice thing is that you can throw the kitchen sink at him, and if one thing isn't working, you have another. Like, four feasible options of players to have defend Steph between Keon Fox, Davion, and Keegan. Whereas for the Warriors, I don't know if they have that same type of defending versatility to guard Fox.
It's really just Wiggins and Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I mean, they might try pods, you know, might try Clay, but I think Fox mixed him up a couple different times in the series last year. So it's really Wiggins and Kuminga, and Wiggins is probably a little more reliable. Like, Kuminga's good at it, but he doesn't have that defensive mentality as of yet. And, you know, he can bite on some things and maybe get in foul trouble. So it's a good point, man. If Wiggins is on him, and maybe you can get Wiggins in some foul trouble, That could change. Mm-hmm. That could swing the game. That could change some things.
Yeah. And I did pull up those numbers just now. Davion, when guarding Steph last postseason, Steph was 13 of 29, 44.8% from the field, and 4 of 14, 28.6% from three. So he was definitely the most effective in the playoffs. And having him be in such a good rhythm with this three-point shot is so crucial going into this game. They left him on an island last postseason. Mm-hmm. And are they going to do that again tonight? Maybe make him make his first few, test it, see if he'll hit him, and then guard him? Mm-hmm. Or do they continue to leave him open after he's hit a few threes? So I think that that will be a big thing for Davion, not only on offense, but to keep him in the game to be able to play defense with the short rotation especially. Mm-hmm.
Well, swing stat was the three-point shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Any other stat we need to keep an eye on? Any other matchup we need to keep an eye on?
Really interested to see the matchup between Wiggins and Barnes, two players that could show up or not show up. So I think that could be a swing stat in and of itself.
Yeah,
is whoever gets the better version of that type of player would have a huge boost tonight.
I low-key kind of like that one. Yeah. The Wiggins-Barnes matchup. I like that. Yeah. That's good stuff. Will, we appreciate you. I know we'll talk to you again soon. I just don't know when. Hopefully it's Friday.
Or what about?
Hopefully it's Friday. We're getting ready for another game. But we appreciate you, Will. Thank you for all the incredible work leading into tonight's game and, of course, all of the incredible work all season. And, man, I think we're going to have one more together at least, Will. I think we're going to have more together coming up on Friday.
Come on, man.
It feels like it. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good going into tonight. Anxious but good.
There you go. Yeah. We appreciate you, Will. All Thank you, my brother.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
Our man, Will Z. Updated microphone and all. Dog was not having it.
No. I wasn't feeling it.
Not having it at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.